Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Go to your prayer altar and as it is convenient for you, receive it. Receive Turning Point audio and afterwards pray more on your own, either in tongue or in your understanding, as much as you can. Sing one or two songs to God in worship to Him. Then read the day's portion in our Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Now, if you subscribe, Turning Point Prayer Booklet will be sent to you online for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Debbie on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you are just hearing this. Welcome also to Monday, day 21 in October 2024. This shall be a sweet week for you, dropping honey. Please open your hand and heart to receive God has sent what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. May this week open for you on time. I command that your angel for this week and this month will go with divine speed in your favor. Oh yes, stretch out your right hand where you are. Just stretch it out. Hear God's word for you for today as you stretch your hand in Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus says the Lord, your God and your Redeemer, I am the Lord thy God. I will teach you the way to make profit. I will lead you in the way you will go. Raise that right hand very well. I prophesy God's invisible hand is coming over your hand. It will lead you in the way you will go. It will teach you to make profit. Your steps shall be divinely ordered to your unsolicited blessings this week. You shall dip your foot in oil in Jesus' name. Oh, you will smell nice to your helpers and your buyers this week. If you can do this, let's do this. It's a prophetic action. If you wear perfume, please spray yourself before with your perfume, your nice perfume, as you go out this day. Now, if it's too late to do that now, do it tomorrow. If you don't wear perfume, then use water. Splashes on your body. It's a prophetic action. I prophesy your life will attract favor, attract help and divine helpers, attract money and wealth, attract mercy and kindness. People will show you kindness this week. All market men and women, traders, marketers, producers of goods and services, content creators, everyone managing a platform, raise something connected to your business, to your career, to your goods and services, to your platform. I want to use it to pray. Have something, raise it up. I prophesy this week you shall record massive sales, strange success. Your turnover shall be high. Your goods shall sell out. The traffic on your platform, on your line, shall be high. This is your week of divine recovery. You shall recover whatever you have lost. You shall take back whatever the enemy has stolen from you, any opportunity or resources. Who is this crying? Oh, please. Or you just shed tears not too long ago over certain issues of life or pains. Mop up your tears. Your smiles and your laughter seasons are here. Oh yes, your payback season is here. Now, everyone, do this. Pray where you are by yourself. Tell God the divine interventions you desire this week or before the end of this month. Say it quietly or loudly, depending on your situations there. Pray to God yourself. Describe the miracle you desire for God, either for you or your children. What is ahead of you? You are traveling, going on a journey. Are you attending an interview or writing an exam? Are you attending a board meeting or meeting an important person? Or anyone gave you a promise? Tell God the miracles, the turnaround, and the divine intervention you desire, either for yourself, your children, your spouse, your business, and your loved ones. Say it. Oh yes, say it. Someone is hosting a Zoom meeting this week. It shall end well. Tell God what you desire. I see doors opening before you. I see God answering your prayers. Or say, amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. Don't forget to spray yourself with your nice perfume or with your water. It shall be for divine attraction and attention. October 21 celebrants, let me pray for you. Blessed is the womb that gave birth to you. Blessed is the day you were born. You will live your dream. You shall fulfill your purpose. I speak over your next 365 days of life. Before you mark this date next year, mighty things in righteousness will have happened for you. You will not die but live to see the glory of God in the land of the living. This new year is your year of good health, of peace, of prosperity and abundance. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to 1 week, 7 days of healing prayers. God is our healer, our greatest physician. As I start calling out health conditions as inspired by God, release your faith to receive your healing. If your case or your loved one's case, if it's mentioned in the spiritual, distance is no barrier. The centurion said to Jesus, speak your healing word from where you are. I know my servant shall be healed. Jesus spoke and the servant was healed at that same hour. As I declare your healing from this altar, you shall be healed. The root of that sickness shall be cut off by fire. Let's start. Someone is under severe attack. You are under severe satanic attack. You can't really explain what is happening to you or the way it's doing you. You are feeling somehow. Lay your right hand on your forehead gently and let me pray. I prophesy over your life. Be delivered. From that satanic attack, be completely delivered. You won't feel that attack anymore. You won't feel the same way anymore. The hand of the enemy shall no longer prevail over you. Anoint your head. After this ministration, you are totally delivered and healed. Say, I receive it. Next, prostate cancer. Who is this man? Your PSA is growing, is rising. All prostate patients, touch that place. Someone is on catheter. You need a tube to wheel. Touch the place. I prophesy. You are healed now. In 24 hours, there shall be no trace of prostate on you anymore. Doctors shall confirm your total healing. Say amen. Then migraine, severe headache at the back of your head. Touch the place. Then knee pain. You can't kneel down without pain. You can't even bend down without serious pain. Touch the place. Your own is the ankle. Ankle pain. If I have mentioned your case, touch the place and believe as I pray. Receive your healing. Migraine, go. Headache, vanish. Pain on the knees, on the ankle. You are in the wrong place. You are attacking the wrong victim. Leave now. Leave now. You are healed completely in Jesus' name. Everyone declare and say, I am healed. Say it two more times. I am healed. Yes. Stretch yourself. Test it out. By faith, you are healed. Ear problems. I'm hearing ear problems. You have problems in your hearing. Your ear is humming. You can't hear well, either in one ear or both ears. Yes. Partial deafness. Growth in your ears, flowing out in your ears, smelling badly. Someone has cotton, even cotton wool in your ear. Anyone on medication, ear problems, ear drop, ear ointment, God is healing you now. Ear problems today, put your fingers in the air or help somebody put fingers. I pray over you, be healed. Ear problems, stop now. Start to hear well. Block ears, deafness, and now. Leave your victims now. You are healed in Jesus' name. Check it up. You are hearing clearly now. Who is this? Back pain. Oh yes, severe back pain. Can you do this? Move close to the wall and lay your back against that wall. That part with ache, let it touch the wall. Rest it on the wall. I pray, be healed. Wall, swallow up that pain. Wall, swallow up that pain. You are healed. That pain will not come back again. In Jesus' name, say amen. Now, whether I mention your case or not, if you have faith for your healing, touch the place where you have pain. I prophesy, be healed. Everyone with one ache or pain, be healed. Everyone shout, I am healed 3 times. Yes, you are healed. Examine yourself. by faith, walk up and down, bend down, lift your body, check it. It is gone. Send your testimonies. Send this to all of your contacts. Let them also receive these prayers and be healed. We shall continue from here tomorrow. Join us later today, this evening, for the Monday's edition of Live Broadcast, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Don't miss it on our social media platforms. Then, have you subscribed to our YouTube? I've been calling you to do so now. Do so now. We want to grow our YouTube to at least 500,000. Help us to make it happen. True, committed, and devoted TPGM members all over the world, join us to make it happen. Go to your YouTube and simply type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. The Real Femi Emmanuel. Do so now. Type your subscribe button. Turn on notification. That is it. I pray for all our YouTube subscribers. I pray for you directly to your photo and your name, because your pictures comes up for me to pray to. Do so now and ask all your contacts to also do so. GTB Bank Network is still down. All those trying to remit, they are tight and they are sick to our GTB account. Please don't do it through our Zenith account now. The Zenith account of Turning Point and Living Sprint is on. I'm told that Access Bank will also do upgrading. It's when they do upgrade that they shut down. But the Zenith account is working fine. So ask that the Zenith account details be sent to you if you don't have it already. When GTB Bank is back, I will let you know. Our PayPal account is active and good. So all titles and CSOAS in dollars, in euros, Canadian dollars, and all other currencies all over the world, make use of the PayPal account. It is good. The HSBC account for our UK members and CSOAS also has no problem at all. Use the HSBC account. Now, for the Zenith account details, send a chat or please send me the Zenith account details, either Turning Point account or Living Spring Chapel account, all in Zenith, to +234-809-789-4000. It shall be sent. All that you had wanted to send to our GTB account that is not going, do it through the Zenith account today. For the HSBC account detail, send a chat to 074-111-28401. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and prosper. A new week is done on you. You are returning with mighty testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day and have a wonderful week. Bye.